297. 297.
I want to be a worship for the Lord. I want to love and trust His holy word. I want to sing and pray and begin me every day in the danger of the Lord. I will work, I will pray in the danger of the Lord. I will work, I will pray, I will labor every day.
807. I'm happy today, oh yes, I'm happy today. In Jesus Christ, I'm happy today, because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm happy today. I'm singing today, oh yes, I'm singing today. In Jesus Christ, I'm singing today, because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm singing today. I'm praying today, oh yes, I'm praying today. In Jesus Christ, I'm praying today, because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm praying today. I'm happy today, oh yes, I'm singing today. In Jesus Christ, I'm praying today, because He's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm sharing today.
Number 438. Number 436.
Number 755. 755. When the trump of the Lord is sounded behind the scenes, and the Lord is ready to turn our lives there, when the Savior is sitting at home from the field, when the Lord is called to come to be there, when the
Master for the dawn of day, and the dark of the Lord, the Lord.
627.
627. I'm going to sing all three verses. Let's all sing it.
I'm in the way, God's right shining way. I'm in the glory land way. Telling the world that Jesus saved me. Yes, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. And I'm a nearer and the way grows clearer.
days of Elijah. It'll be on the slides for us. I think it's probably a new song to most of us.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteous, being restored. And know these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sore. Still we are
will be our song of invitation. Appreciate you coming tonight. Hope that you've enjoyed the singing. And let's continue to do all we can to encourage one another in the kingdom of God. If you're visiting tonight, we surely are appreciative you've been here tonight. Now at this time, we're going to extend the wonderful invitation of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us over and over how that Jesus came and he died for us. In John 1 and verse 29, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Sin is that which is committed by men. Yet Jesus was willing to die and give up his life so that we might have the forgiveness of sins. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath to come. Romans chapter 5 in verses 8 and 9. So the Bible emphasizes there's salvation in Jesus Christ because he was perfect. Because he died a death that we deserve to die. But he was willingly, gave himself willingly. We know that from the Hebrews chapter 5 verses 8 and 9. Though he were a son, yet learned the obedience by the things that he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. The blood of Jesus Christ is so precious. It forgives us as we come in contact with it, forgives us of our sins. And tonight, if you've never been baptized, then you haven't been, you're not in Christ. You need tonight to believe in Jesus, repent of your sins, confess him, and then be baptized for the remission of your sins. Wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody in this building tonight who has never obeyed the gospel come forward and confess that Jesus is the Christ and be baptized?
You surely have that opportunity. This invitation is yours. And if you hear you're a child of God and you haven't lived like you ought to live, then start living like God wants you to live. First of all, by repenting of your sins, confessing them, and let us pray with you and for you. As I mentioned in the very beginning, John 1, verse 29, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." If you're subject to Him, won't you come and obey Him while together we stand and while we sing?
Have you been?